We rose, and without enthusiasm, chorused, "Fuck you, sir." Idiotic custom. Stott strode out of the room, and the ensign followed, smirking. I turned my ring to my assistant squad leader's position and talked into it. "Tate, this is Mandela." Everyone else in the room was doing the same. A tinny voice came out of the ring. "Tate here, what's up?" "Get a hold of the men and tell them we have to be in the shells by 2000. Evasive maneuvers." Crap, they told us it would be days. I guess something new came up, or maybe the Commodore has a bright idea. The Commodore can stuff it. You up in the lounge? Yeah. Bring me back a cup when you come, okay? Little sugar? Roger, be down in about half an hour. Thanks, I'll get on it. There was a general movement toward the coffee machine. I got in line behind Corporal Potter. What do you think, Mary Gay? Maybe the Commodore just wants us to try out the shells once more. Before the real thing. Maybe. She picked up a cup and blew into it. She looked worried. Or maybe the Torrens had a ship way out waiting for us. I've wondered why they don't do it. We do at Stargate. Stargate's a different thing. It takes 7 cruisers moving all the time to cover all the possible exit angles. We can't afford to do it for more than 1 collapsar, and neither could they. She didn't say anything while she filled her cup. Maybe we've stumbled on their version of Stargate, or maybe they have more ships than we do by now. I filled and sugared 2 cups, sealed one. No way to tell. We walked back to a table, careful with the cups and the high gravity. Maybe Singh knows something, she said. Maybe he does, but I'd have to get him through Rogers and Cortez. Cortez would jump down my throat if I tried to bother him now. Oh, I can get him directly. She dimpled a little bit. We've been friends. I sipped some scalding coffee and tried to sound nonchalant. So that's where you've been disappearing to. You disapprove? She said, looking innocent. Well, damn it, no, of course not, but he's an officer, a Navy officer. He's attached to us, and that makes him part Army. She twisted her ring and said, Directory. To me. What about you and Little Miss Harmony? That's not the same thing. She was whispering a directory code into the ring. Yes, it is. You just wanted to do it with an officer, pervert. The ring bleated twice. Busy. How was she? Adequate. I was recovering. Besides, Ensign Singh is a perfect gentleman and not the least bit jealous. Neither am I said. If he ever hurts you, tell me and I'll break his ass. She looked at me across her cup. If Lieutenant Harmony ever hurts you, tell me and I'll break her ass. It's a deal. We shook on it, solemnly.